Welcome to Informed Voices, where we bridge divides and foster unity through balanced, unbiased political news and insightful discussions that connect us all. In this episode, we'll delve into the complex landscape of Middle Eastern diplomacy, discussing recent efforts by the leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar to accelerate vital hostage negotiations and advance ceasefire initiatives. Let's dig deeper into the evolving events that have led to this critical juncture of geopolitical significance. Let's start with the basic premise of this recent event. The leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar have issued a joint statement, a reflection of unity urging prompt progress in a crucial hostage situation and for ongoing ceasefire efforts in the Middle Eastern region. This joint statement didn't appear out of the blue. It was an outcome of extensive diplomatic engagements involving President Joe Biden, President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi of Egypt, and Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad al-Thani, the Emir of Qatar, a trio that has been actively participating in these negotiations. Now, let's leap back a little to understand the backdrop of this coordinated call. Earlier in the week, President Biden held a conversation with King Abdullah of Jordan, leading to a review of military deployments in the region with senior national security and military officials. The purpose of these preparations was to counter potential threats of attacks from Iran or Hezbollah against Israel. Fast forward a bit. The crux of the conversations between President Biden, President el-Sisi, and Sheikh Tamim centered on the ongoing hostage negotiations. This triumvirate of leaders found themselves entwined in a role play of mediators. The release of the joint statement was a milestone decided upon after these deliberations. That support for this initiative extended beyond these three nations with support from Israel is significant. A joint statement from multiple world leaders is indeed a rare occurrence and emphasizes the serious gravity of the situation. The key takeaway from the statement was a promise of no further delays, an unyielding resolve to not waste more time in these negotiation processes. If the need arises, the leaders are ready to present a final bridging proposal aimed at resolving any remaining issues. Next is the anticipation for the discussions to resume, either in Doha or Cairo, with preliminary talks on the horizon. Meanwhile, engrossed in this diplomatic dance, the military preparations for any potential hostility continue with the U.S. forces, including F-22 fighter jets, deployed in the region to deter and defend against attacks. Despite the challenges, the air is tinged with optimism. As emphasized by a senior administration official, swift actions are deemed necessary given the stakes, involving hostage safety and broader implications for stability in the region. A final but the essential point of focus, as the situation unfolds, will be observing if the parties can go beyond their differences to reach a resolution. The outcomes of these negotiations could ripple out, impacting the ongoing conflict in the Middle East and the potential for peace in the region. Thank you for tuning in to Informed Voices. Remember, the links to the newsletter and original coverage are available in the show notes for further reading. Until next time, stay informed, stay connected, and stay engaged.